Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions Training Call. This morning is Monday, June 10th, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning. And let me tell you, I am joined by an all-star cast this morning. We have got none other than Miss Debbie Mosley, one of Legal Shield's top certification trainers and top producers, top leaders on the call with us this morning. I know many of you are plugging in, excited to hear from her. She's going to be our keynote trainer this morning, and we are so ecstatic to be able to listen to her. I hope that you're in a place that you can take some really good notes and actively listen. Debbie is one of these that when she starts talking, when she starts sharing, she's got so much experience that she just can't help but drop nuggets one after another. And so I'm so excited to hear from her this morning. We thank her for joining us here live. And we've also got Mr. Mark Riches from Tennessee, a $700,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member, and Mr. Jim Tanner from Boston, Massachusetts, joining us as well this morning. We're so excited to hear from him, a $200,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member. I'm telling you, folks, we're in for a treat. This is going to be a great call here this morning. I wanted to start just by pointing out a couple of things. When you go to successteamworld.com, just on the main page before you log in or anything like that, you can scroll down and you'll see that we've added a book of the month there. The book of the month for June is 30 Ways in 30 Days to a Better Life by Steve Milliam. You can order that book right there through the site. And, you know, obviously personal development is something that we believe in very strongly. It's something that has made a difference in so many of our lives. As I think about the leaders in our business, and when I say leaders, that's sometimes a word that's a little bit overused. Let's just talk top earners. Let's just say those who are ring earners in our business, either the $50,000 ring or the $100,000 ring, or certainly any of those ring levels above 100,000, when I think about these individuals, one thing that they have in common, and they have a lot that they don't have in common. You can look at their backgrounds. You got people from all different kinds of backgrounds. You can look at their appearance. Man, we look different. We act different. We have different likes and interests. But when I think about our leadership, one thing that everyone has in common is that they believe strongly in personal development, and they have worked hard to develop themselves. And so I love having a book of the month, and that's, again, right on our main page on successteamworld.com. I would also encourage you to, if you were not last week, well, even if you were, on Mr. Jim Tanner's webinar, he did a phenomenal training last week on the cash flow quadrant, and I'm telling you, it was just incredible. When you log in and under associate access there, you'll see a link under training for webinar trainings, and if you click on that, his is the last one that comes up there. It's the most recent one, so the last one, Understanding the Cash Flow Quadrant by Jim Tanner, a phenomenal training that he did last week on that. We had several requests. I did, personally, had several people in my team that were asking for that as soon as it finished. They had watched the webinar, but it's one of those that was so good. Number one, even if you did watch it, you want to watch it again. And number two, you want to share it with other people. And so definitely feel free to access that through the site. Again, if you did not get a chance to see that last week, you definitely want to go and watch that today. And if you did see it, I don't have to tell you how great it was. You know how great it was. And you can access that playback through the site. Be sure to check out our events page as well. We've got a few things coming up that are pretty exciting. We do have a B2B webinar coming up this Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. You can register for that right on the site as well. And, of course, we are coming out of a big event in North Carolina. We've got on the phone Mr. Jim Tanner, who was there in North Carolina. He'll be doing a full recap on this evening's call, but we've asked him just to talk about that here this morning and share with us any thoughts that he has coming out of that event. And then, of course, let's talk about the details for tonight's call, where we'll really get into more detail. again, Millionaire Club member, $200,000 ringer, Mr. Jim Tanner. Jim, I just want to start by saying thank you for preparing that webinar training last week. Again, it was just exceptional, and I'm so grateful that you put the time and energy into preparing for that. Would love to hear your thoughts on the call here this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much, Mike Riches. And I'm going to be brief, both because you're going to get me later this evening, but also I want to hear from Debbie Mosley. Miss Mosley, I know you're listening, and I'm excited to hear from you. Your fan club is very large within this organization that you're speaking to this morning, so I'm excited for that. I got back late last evening, and by the way, Mr. Kurt Jones from Arlington, Texas, will also be joining me this evening to recap the event. And you're going to love to hear his point of view as someone who's rising to the ranks on their way to the $100,000 ring. And he just did a great job meeting and networking with his fellow Legal Shield associates, getting great nuggets from people and perspective from people, but he also took a ton of notes, as did I. So I got back last evening, and as I often do, I spend the time on the airplane in quiet reflection about the event. And I try to just be at peace with not what did I learn. In other words, not the words that I wrote in my book. And I took a full composition book full of notes, both from the speakers and action steps for my own business. But I try to be at peace with everything so that I can just kind of listen to, I call it my heart. I hope you hear that the way I mean it. I listen to my heart to say what changed in me this over the course of this event. And this has been something I've learned to do over the countless events we've done in Cookeville, Tennessee as a team, in Ada, Oklahoma, at Legal Shield's corporate headquarters as a team. I find that as much as I love the international conventions, when we do the Super Saturday, Super Regional events, special Super Regional event like this, because it's not as many people, I love people, but when you get 10,000 people into a space, sometimes there's a noise around that that doesn't allow you necessarily to get that same level of vibration and interaction, quite frankly, with individuals. But at this event, I'm going to tell you this, in 15 years in this business, I don't know that I have been so impacted and changed and so ready to make adjustments and movements in my personal business than I am right now. Now, I do not say that to make somebody feel guilty that wasn't with us, and no, they didn't record the event, and really, it was a moment in time, and that moment has passed. I will tell you this, that they announced at the event that they're going to have what they're calling a millennial takeover event, which is a mini boot camp version of what we experienced in Salt Lake City. So you can experience this breakout event or takeover event when you get to Salt Lake. And you better believe that when you walk into that room for that event, I'll be there. So there'll be more information about that. All I want to say this morning, first of all, I want to promote the call. Please join me this evening. Same number you dialed into this morning, 7 o'clock p.m., I don't know why that's left my brain, but 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, same phone number you dialed in this morning. Here's what I want to say to you this morning. Events make a huge difference. They are pivot points and turning points in your career in this business. When you have an opportunity to go to an event, whether that's down the street, I met a lot of people who live 15 minutes away from the event in Raleigh, North Carolina. And they were there taking great notes. I met a lot of people who lived all the way across the country, got on airplanes like I did, to be at that event. When you get an opportunity to be in front of folks that have already accomplished what you are setting out to accomplish, that when you get an opportunity to sit in a chair and take notes from people that have been with Legal Shield, not just for years but for decades, that haven't just earned $1 million, but have earned multiples of millions of dollars, and far more importantly, have mentored millionaires, people that started from zero, like you and I, with no memberships on the books, with no associates on our team, and have been mentored to the millionaires club. the people that spoke on that stage have helped multiple people become millionaires, helped multiple people understand and influence what happens in their communities, helped to change the lives of their families. And I love Mr. Frank Acoin, who spoke at length about building legacy wealth, which we talked about on the Four Quadrants webinar, which Mr. Acoin talked about when he did a webinar several months back. This idea that, yes, you can make a difference in your personal finances right now with your Legal Shield business. Yes, you absolutely can. You can, because we get paid daily, we get paid a one-year advance commission, you can change your circumstances today and tomorrow. It's Monday. You can change the bills that you can or cannot pay this week. But that's only a part. That's only the headline. When you dig deep and you find out that you can build generational recurring income with this business and learn how to do it, that you can set up your children and your children's children and their children's children, that you can have generations of your family, children that you'll never hold, but you can affect their financial future. You can set them up for a completely different life than perhaps you were born into. That, I hope, motivates you. It certainly motivates me, and it is a motivating factor for every single person we heard from, whether they were 20 years old or 70 years old. This weekend, we heard from people that understand the potential of the business we're in. But also, and this is really what I wanted to say, Mike, and why I wanted to be on this morning, and I wanted to start with talking about money, but here's what influenced me the most. I don't know that if there has ever been a time in our business where so many people, especially new people, understand that at the heart of what we do is the mission of what we do. That they understand that, yes, this is a tremendous business opportunity, but if you don't believe in, love, respect, and advocate for the services that we offer, in other words, if these services are widgets to you, you are in the wrong business. You just are. And I'll save you some time because someone will come along to you and promise you a dollar more to sell something else and you'll go. They'll promise you it'll be 1% easier somewhere else and you'll go. But when you see what we're doing, equal access to justice, when you see what we're doing by putting the power of managing your privacy back into the hands of the consumer, not the corporation, when you understand what we're doing and that we're changing our world, those are the people that are skyrocketing to the money. It's not the other way around. It's love of the product, respect for what it does, understanding about the empowerment that it provides, the story you may never hear about a single parent who knows who to call and what to do when they're being treated unfairly, who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford or even understand where to get the access. It's about the people who suffer in silence without us, begging for us that we get up every morning and work hard to make sure that we find those people and educate them that this option exists. Do we make great incomes? You bet we do. Do we have a phenomenal system to deliver the services to individuals across Starbucks, across a cup of coffee, one-on-one, to help people by promoting the app to get the service, to going, what we talk about this morning, to going to businesses and protecting those businesses, the business owner, his family, the employees, their families? You bet we do. We do this at the highest level with the most professionalism of anybody I've ever met. But the people who are winning the most are the ones that understand why we do this, why this matters, and why it's so different than anything else that you could spend your time doing. Let me just say this. This evening, because I have been ignited in a way, one of my takeaways from the event was I can personally do more. See, I am a master recruiter. I don't mind telling you that. It's not bragging. I spent 15 years acquiring these skills. I am a master recruiter. I know how to build a world-class organization. I am continuing to add professional people to my world-class organization every single day. That's what I do. But I looked back in reflection on the airplane, and I realized that I have not in the last 6 months, if I'm being honest with myself, I have not been the cheerleader and advocate for each of you to make sure that you know that I can teach you that. that if you'll plug into me, if you'll join me on Monday evenings, that I can teach you how to build your world-class organization. And why does that matter to me? It matters to me because every day when we all stop doing business for the day, most of the world doesn't know we exist. And we need bigger teams, and we need more people telling these stories, and I can help you to build a team so that as a group, as a collection of advocates, we can be telling the story more and more every single day in front of more and more people every single day, and I know I can't do it by myself. So the energy and effort that I want to put in and share with each and every one of you is to teach you how to build your world-class organization. And maybe you have no team at all. I want to teach you why it matters, why somebody was brave enough to reach out and talk to you, and you're here today. And I want to encourage you and motivate you to not let it stop with you. That, yes, it's an incredible service-based sales business, but when you also find ways to build a team and share the opportunity, then you get to be a part of making the mission grow bigger and faster than ever. Gentlemen and ladies on the call, please join me this evening. I'm bringing the fire. I've got Kurt Jones. He's going to talk specifically about the event. I'm going to talk specifically about the event, but I'm going to also talk to you about the mindset of a recruiter and what to do on a daily basis to have the daily disciplines you need so that you can start or build or expand or explode an international team of producing professionals for you and your organization. Mr. Riches, I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Fantastic, Mr. Tanner. Thank you so much for sharing. And I know I can feel your energy and your dedication and commitment is at an all-time high. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you very much for sharing that. I definitely look forward to the call this evening and with you and with Mr. Jones as well. And I know we had several of our associates there that just were so moved by that event. And thank you for sharing that. I just wanted to mention this is on the events page at successteamworld.com, but I'm going to be in Seattle, Washington this weekend, and I looked and they just opened that event up. It's going to be an employee benefits certification class this Saturday, but you can get the details on the events page. If you're anywhere close to the Seattle area or you know someone who is close to the Seattle area, we'd love for you to come and be part of that. It's always incredible to be able to meet face-to-face and spend some real time with folks from the team, and so I just wanted to put that out there for any of you that again might be able to benefit from that. They were almost sold out, and then they just opened up some seating, I think, this morning. So if you want to check that out on the events page, we'd love to have you. Speaking of traveling and doing trainings, again, we've got on the call this morning none other than Miss Debbie Mosley, who again is just one of the top trainers and top leaders and top producers in the entire world of Legal Shield Business Solutions. We're so excited to have her on the call this morning. I've spoken to so many people who have been to one of her training events where she trains live, and they've just been able to take away so much great information. We're thrilled to have her on the call this morning. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us. And if you would, I know that you're traveling around this summer doing some trainings in different markets. I know you're going to share some nuggets and some tips with us, and we can't wait to take notes on those. But if you could also talk about some of those places that you're going to be. I know that we've got associates all around North America that would love to plug into your live trainings as well. And with that, we really do appreciate you being on the call this morning. And again, thank you for all you do and for your leadership. We'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you so much. I just want to give a special shout-out and thanks to the Riches for having me on this call. Truly an honor. Mr. Tanner, thank you for the kind words that you also expressed. And I'd like to share with everybody that Mark has truly been a hero of mine for a long time. And Mike, you are too now. I spent many hours sharpening my skills in Legal Shield many years ago when we didn't have any training tools or nowhere near as, you know, the amount that we have today. And I spent my time honed in on my skills by actually watching Mark enroll a prison. So I want to thank you, Mark. I watched that over and over and over, I think, until it just self-destructed. But thank you so much for paving the way for me and both of you guys for being such inspirations. I wanted to start out maybe with just giving a short little bio of myself, because that kind of pulls some of the things that I want to train in into perspective. But I started my business in 2000 strictly by answering an ad in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette that stated, if you want to make $100K a year, and well, if you're not afraid to speak to small groups and make $100K a year, give us a call. Well, at the time, I thought that was nonsense and, you know, yeah, right. But I was managing a ladies' retail clothing store, and if any of you guys know anything about retail management, you're either really, really busy or you're really, really slow. And I personally don't do slow well. I get bored. So when I picked up that Arkansas Democrat Gazette and I seen that, I thought, well, this might be entertaining. So I called the number and talked to the little guy for a while, and if fate would have it, he was only 5 minutes away from my store. So I thought, this is getting better. He can come over here and entertain me live for a little while. Well, he came over, and he actually convinced me to go to a Tuesday night meeting. And I went to that meeting because I liked the things that he was talking about on the B2B side. Well, when I got to that meeting, it was very much a networking meeting that had nothing to do with the B2B side, and there was a lot of people up there talking about all the things that were happening to them in the business. And let me tell you guys, I was a hometown, small-town country girl that barely even went to town, but maybe once a week when I was growing up. And my grandmother and mother told me that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and you need to run. So at that point in time, I started running. But at that point in time as well, I was a single mother with three children, and I've always kind of had high-maintenance children. And when I got a divorce, I didn't want them to feel the effects of the divorce. So, again, three children constitutes three jobs. And not only was I managing that ladies' clothing store, I was also selling Mary Kay on the side, and I was cleaning a couple offices at night. Well, after going to that meeting, I decided that I would do the MIA, the missing in action. I was going to get as far away from this guy as I possibly could. But he was kind of smart and remembered that Tuesdays was my day off, and instead of calling into me on my cell phone, he called into the store, and he was like, whoa, wait a minute, I just want you to go with me. I've got something I need you to do for me. It'll only take about 15 minutes, and I just need somebody to go and pass out clipboards and gather them back in. Well, I knew at that particular time we did not have the Identity Theft product to market, so I knew at the level he was at that he had told me that he made somewhere around $100 for each sale that he made. We went to a labeling company, and there were 32 employees in there, and I passed out the clipboards, and I listened to what he had to say, and again, it only took him about 15 minutes, and when it was time to pick the clipboards up, I was counting in my mind, we picked up 27 of them, which meant $2,600 for him, and I only made $100. Well, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm not the dullest either. So at that point in time, I thought, I've been selling Mary Kay, and a 15-minute presentation with that does not bring in $100, much less $2,600. So I followed him out to the car and would not let him leave until we did my paperwork. And then I went on down to Ada a couple weeks later and took three of the classes that I needed, the small biz and the, of course, the employee benefit class and the CDLP class. And I come home, and I wanted to go to work in the Legal Shield world, but I couldn't give up the salary position that I was making to go straight commission. That was just too scary for me. So I went back into work, and I had to be at work at 10. So I would get out on the streets at 8 o'clock and start going in visiting B2B groups. And I would slide in that parking lot literally right before 10 o'clock and run in and turn the register on, because that's how they knew that I was where I needed to be on time. But there was one particular day that come along that I got really upset, because even though they had told us as employees of this company not to be talking about our bonuses or our salaries or anything like that, we were on the phone two or three times a week doing just that. How much do you think my bonus is going to be? It's right here at Christmas. I need to figure out how I'm going to buy Christmas for these three children. And I had known that in the past that a $1,500 bonus was given to the folks that had the highest production in their stores. Well, I had the highest production, the less shrinkage, and my store was pretty much number one in the whole company. So I was expecting that $1,500 bonus. But the day came, and in that mailbox, the check arrived, and when I opened it up, instead of it being $1,500, it was $150. So what did I do? I marched my little happy self right back, or unhappy self, should I say, right back into the store. I grabbed my purse and my coat. I found the keys. Of course, I took it off of my car key. And I threw the key into the store, and I locked the door, and I left. And I know that many of you guys have had a talk with self. Well, let me tell you, all the way home, I was having one with self, because it was like, self, what are you going to do now? How are you going to support these kids? And it didn't help that my best friend owned a tanning salon next door, and she was literally holding onto my shirt the whole time I was trying to get in my car, telling me, what are you doing? You're crazy. You've got to pay, you know, for these babies. You got to have your rent money, yada, yada, yada. I mean, thank you for that great support there, friend, but it didn't do me any good, because it just made me feel worse on the way home when I did start talking to self. And I thought, well, you know, what if you've been piddling around with this legal shield, prepaid legal then, if you will, for a while, what if? What if you made this your full-time job? Well, there really wasn't any what if to it, because I couldn't think of anything else that I could do to go to work on Monday morning. So Monday morning, I actually hit the floor running, and I made $800 my first week, $3,000 my first month. I didn't have any other choice, but that was called eight to faint. And in order for you to make anything like that happen, and I'm going to tell you, it typically don't happen that way, or from the folks that I've seen come into my business in the past, it hasn't happened quite that quickly, but I didn't have a choice. And again, I went eight to faint all week long, and then the rest of the month, and then the rest of forever, pretty much, until I hit a certain level in my business when I didn't have to do that anymore. But in the beginning, if you want to make this work, that's what you have to do. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Well, I was averaging anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 a month, and I thought, hey, this is good money. It was better money for littler, you know, amounts of time, because I'd given up the other two jobs. And so I thought I was doing good. Went out and bought a party barge and would stay at the lake all summer long. On Mondays, I would set my appointments up, and then I would go to work. And on Fridays, I would do the follow-up. And then, you know, life was good. And I had a man from Mississippi give me a call named Mr. Brooke Werkheiser. He wanted me to come down to Mississippi. And we had something called a brand-new Fast Start training on the networking side come out. Well, I'd also heard through the grapevine he was wanting me to be regional manager of the state of Arkansas, because at that point in time, he was the RVP, is what we refer to as the MVP now. Well, I didn't want to do that. That was going to mess up my party time, you know, my party barge time. So I wasn't into even going there. But finally, he said something that sparked the interest. I went down there. I did come back as his regional manager, but that wasn't even the most important thing. The message that I want you guys to get today was something that I heard from a guy on Brooke Werkheiser's team, Mr. Otis Clark, when he was up doing his part of the training in Super Saturday. He talked about becoming the CEO of your company. It was something to, you know, what if you went out and you bought a McDonald's franchise? Would you or would you not follow a system? And as you guys know, that Happy Meal, when you buy one, has pretty much you're going to get two pickles and a teaspoon of onions and a squirt of ketchup on there. And the Big Mac's the same way, as well as the Quarter Pounder. Everything has a system. Well, whether you're networking in this company and or you are doing the B2B side, we're fortunate enough to have a system put in place. Now, whether or not you want to follow this system or you want to go out and reinvent the wheel, that's up to you. But I'm going to tell you, the people that are the most successful in this business are the ones that have followed the system, whether it is the B2B or the networking. Well, it made a lot of sense to me at that point in time to come back and start following the system, start treating this like it was a real business, because the truth of the matter is you are the CEO of a big business. At that point in time, I paid $249, and I had to scrape that up in order to come into the business. Today, it's $99 for the most part, and sometimes I tell people I wish it was more like $5,000 or $10,000, because then people might come in serious and follow that system. Because at McDonald's, if you paid $500,000 to get your franchise, I guarantee you you're going to follow that system. And we have a proven track record that that system works. So I took that to heart. And as CEO of your company, you have to evaluate, reflect, to see what you're doing right or wrong at the end of the week, or maybe even on a daily basis at the beginning. To this day, I never come back from doing a presentation that when I get in my car, I don't sit there and think to myself, what could I have done better? But then again, it's also, there are other things out there that you need to think about doing as well. As a CEO, you would definitely, if you brought on employees, let's just say that today you went to Dillard's and you got yourself a part-time job. They would orientate you. Well, that's what you're doing at your trainings, your Fast Start trainings, your B2B trainings. And your level one and two, that's your training, that's your orientation. But then that Dillard's department store is going to give you a schedule. As CEO of your company, you've got to decide, when am I going to work? Am I going to be a full-time associate? Am I going to be a part-time? And you've got to schedule in your day planner which hours that you are going to use to actually market the benefits or recruit onto your sales team. Because what I know about this company, this business works very well full-time and it works very well part-time, but sometimes really don't work at all. So you've got to figure out as the CEO of your company the hours that you are going to work and stick to it. I can remember when I first got started, I had a Mimi that wanted me to come over and help her can vegetables and wanted me to do this and take her to the store. Well, I love my Mimi, and it was very hard for me to tell her no. And there are family members that are going to need you to do things for them because they see you at home working, and they think, really and truthfully, they think you're not working because you're at home. So early on, you've got to learn that this is the hours that I work, and I had to tell Mimi, I'd love to come over and help you, but it has to be on the hours that I'm not working. And when I learned to do that, that also gave my business a big thrush. But everything in your business from, you know, circling up at the end of the month or the end of the week to look to in your own board meeting, if you will, to see what you could have and couldn't have done better. A way that I have always been able to tell if I was doing the things that I should or shouldn't have been doing is with my day planner. And I've learned to control that day planner along the way. I have found that if you are out kind of just what we call chasing memberships, you're not going to be near as productive. Sometimes we get caught up in wanting to chase those memberships because we need money in our bank account. Then when I talk about controlling the calendar, I like to set my appointments. If I have any, I do now, but when I was newer, I didn't have any of those group enrollments. But now, as someone that has groups in my portfolio, I will plan the enrollments of my groups out, and then I like to put appointments up underneath those. But as a new someone in the business that doesn't have any groups, I suggest that you take your day planner, you set your appointments out on that, put your recruiting times or your sit-downs in there as well, but you might want to do those, you know, after hours if you're trying to make a living on the B2B side. Because on the B2B side, we also get caught up in productive and non-productive activity. On productive activity, those are things like actually setting the appointments, visiting with the decision makers, going in and doing the enrollments, following up, being on the phone, following up, trying to push that decision maker into that enrollment time. Non-productive work is what we all want to do, because being productive, some of the things that we have to do to be productive, like picking up that phone that weighs 500 pounds or walking into that business that on that particular day our feet feel like we got concrete pushed into our shoes, those are not easy days. I mean, those are not easy things to do in the beginning. So we want to do the non-productive things to make ourselves feel like we're working, but productive things makes money, non-productive don't. And when I talk about non-productive, it's Monday morning, and I've been gone all weekend. I come into my office this morning, and it's a mess, because when I got ready to go over the weekend to do a B2B training, I started packing my things, and I was kind of in a hurry, and I kind of slung some things around, and I'm looking at my extension cords over here in the far left corner and, you know, a bucket that turned over in the right corner. But that would be non-productive for me to start this morning out by coming in here and thinking, well, I got to clean all this up. No, I've got to wait till this afternoon to do non-productive things. And then maybe you start looking at your desk, well, I don't have any post-it notes, and I've only got a couple of ink pens. What if they run out of ink? Well, guess what? Going to Office Depot is things that we have to do, but that's non-productive income. So those are things that we're going to have to do whenever, you know, we are not in the mode of our scheduled days that we have to work. Those are things that we fit into our everyday errand running activity. But getting a hold of your business and becoming the CEO and treating your business like it is a business, well, then at that point in time, it's when you're going to see the most growth happen in your business. It's going to be like you imagine someone put a magic wand over your head, and then the money starts coming in. And it's just a lot of small things that actually produces you into higher production. And I'll tell you something else that really kind of hurt me in the very beginning. I would get something on my calendar, and I would think, oh, I've got an enrollment on Tuesday the 9th, and I've got one on the 17th, and I've got a couple appointments on the 23rd, and, oh, I can go to the lake and get on the party barge. But let me tell you guys, just because you have appointments or enrollments on the book, it doesn't mean that those things are going to go through. So, again, on controlling those day planners, the hours that you are working, it doesn't even hurt to sometimes double book. If I'm really trying to produce some numbers, or I'm running for the ED and it's closer to the end of the month, I'll double book. And if I can't get to one, I'll get one of my associate friends to go and do one of the other things that I have on the books, because that way I'm for sure going to get some production in one way or the other. So it's about working smarter and being more productive and treating your business like it is a business and that you're the CEO. And what would I do in this business as the CEO? I hope you guys got some productive nuggets out of that. I, too, wanted to share with you guys that, like Mike says, I am going to be doing a lot of training. I'll be back in the Memphis area on July the 20th doing a Level 2 class. And I just happened to have my day planner changed over to July. But in June, I will be in, I don't even know. I'm going to be so many places. I do. If any of you guys have anybody in the Monroe, Louisiana area on the 22nd, I'll have Jimmy Parrish in that area as my guest trainer. I'll have Bill Stovall in the Nashville area on the 28th. I'll be over in Kentucky doing a Level 2 class. Jimmy and Bill will also be doing Level 2 classes. And then the San Antonio area, July the 27th, I'll be over there as well. And we also have, if any of you guys are in the Little Rock area, we've got Patty Bowley coming into Little Rock in that particular time. So I'd love to visit with each and every one of you and have you in my class. We always have a good time, and I hope we throw some good nuggets out there. Again, thank you, Mike and Mark, for having me on this call. It truly is an honor, and hope all you guys have a great day.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much for sharing. That was fantastic. And, hey, I like how you said, you know, your office isn't the cleanest, and you're not going to clean it this morning. I was just kind of looking at my office thinking, you know, she's right. I'm not going to clean my office either. I appreciate you sharing, again, just some incredible nuggets, and we appreciate your leadership, and definitely looking forward to plugging into some of those live events as well. Folks, let's go to Cookeville, Tennessee. We do have Mr. Mark Riches standing by, and we also have from Louisiana, Mr. Brian Fahili standing by as well. He's going to share an approach that he's been using to get back into some active companies. But let's go up to Cookeville, Tennessee. Again, Platinum World Council member, $700,000 ring earner, Mr. Mark Riches. I know, Mark, you're excited, and I'm sure you enjoyed Ms. Mosley's training just like I did. Would love to hear your thoughts and anything else that you'd like to share this morning.
Absolutely. Well, good morning, team, and great job to Ms. Debbie Mosley. What a wonderful job. Great tips, and just love her training and love her example and work ethic. You know, I picked out several different things. I wrote a whole list of notes here. And, you know, she just works the business. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I'm going to be and I just strongly encourage you to plug into any trainings by any of the trainers in your area. You know, get good at this business. It's so interesting that, you know, we're offering people a chance to make $100,000, a six-figure income, $200,000. We have people that make $400,000 a year in B2B marketing. And, that, you know, that's big money and a lifetime residual. And when you compare that to a doctor or a dentist, you know, they don't make residual income. So, and yet, you know, I've got a son-in-law, or actually two son-in-laws that are in medical school right now, and one's applying to go to medical school. He's got a job at Vanderbilt right now. And anyway, I think of the money they spend and will spend. If he gets accepted to Vanderbilt, he'll spend $400,000 to get his, you know, degree. And I think, you know, he'll come out of there into a career that pays zero residual income. There's no residuals. You know, he only makes money if he's working on people or whatever his practice is going to be. Same with a dentist. He only makes money if his hand's in someone's mouth. I mean, he doesn't make money after on that same patient year after year after year, as we do with our memberships that we sell. And yet, literally, we can make the same kind of money as a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer or any of those professions. And yet, look at the schooling and education that they commit to and the investment they make in that education, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we have people that are nervous to pay $99 to go to a school or to a certification. Or here's a real one that really bothers me. Hey, there's a group, you know, Debbie Mosley's doing a group certification in your area. You ought to go. I already am group trained. Well, you know, you're not group trained, you're group certified. But the group training takes a process. It takes plugging into multiple events. I remember one of our $200,000 earners, Melanie Knabb, lived in Houston, and I think she went to two or three group training schools her first few months, and she plugged into briefings and Super Saturday events just to learn the business and learn the product. And I think it was a key part of her foundation that helped her understand the value of our product and what we do in the marketplace with that. And I just, again, encourage you to plug into trainings and make that investment in yourself. You know, no one's going to spend $10,000 in trainings in our business. And yet, what a small price to pay to earn a six-figure income and a six-figure residual income. Tomorrow morning I'm heading out down to Tampa, Florida, and then down to Fort Lauderdale to field train a couple new guys. And I was thinking about that this morning. Of all the people in the 24 and a half years I've been in this business, almost 25 years, how many people I field train. And I love field training. I love going out and showing them how to work this business. And I was thinking with each of these gentlemen I'm going to field train, you know, I'm going to go out with them and work hard, and we're going to go out and do some cold calling. And during that 2 or 3 hours, we'll stir up 30 new companies, at least 30 new businesses. We'll get contact information and business card or get a name off a truck or whatever. We'll add 30 companies to our pipeline in 3 hours. I won't stop field training them. I won't stop during that cold calling process until I have 30 companies' information. And I've done that over and over and over, and sometimes we'll land a group or schedule an enrollment during that process. But here's the interesting thing. I was reflecting this morning of all the people I've field trained, hundreds of people that I've field trained over the years, and some have went off and become, you know, six-figure income earners in our business and executive directors and you know, very successful and written thousands of memberships. Most have not. But I thought of this. If they would just do, I think of this all the time. When I leave Tampa on Wednesday and head down to Fort Lauderdale, I'm going to be thinking of this. If the gentleman I'm field training, if he'll do what we did today every day, 5 days a week, he'll make a six-figure income. And that's the key. That's what Debbie really, what I got from her training today is you got to work. You got to go out and work this business. And it's not about shuffling paper. It's not about cleaning your desk. It's not about getting organized. It's about working. It's about getting this product in front of people. It's all about, if I share one little tip this morning on the call, it's really about mass exposure. It's about getting the companies in your area to know that you offer a legal and identity theft protection plan to their employees, and it's getting that word out. And so when they have a data breach or when they are thinking about new benefits, your name is in the front of their mind. And it's getting, you know, there's businesses right now in all of our communities that are wanting an identity theft plan. And it's been brought up in a board meeting or brought up in some kind of a discussion, and someone has the assignment. They've probably assigned the decision maker, the HR person, that said, hey, go find, I think, LifeLock, or there's, find a company that can offer that to our employees. And I just hope you understand that that's a reality. Companies are making this benefit decision every single day. The question is, do they know you exist? And if you're, you know, homebound, we have a home-based business, but we're not homebound. It's home-based, means you come back to your home at the end of the day. But you got to get out during the day. The business is I wrote my 7,000 memberships. Very few of them I wrote at home. Most of them were wrote out. No one's going to break into your house and steal a membership from you. So it's not home-bound. It's home-based, and which means you come back at the end of the day to your home, but you got to go out, and you got to go get in front of companies. And we're going to do that 30 companies in about 3 hours. I just challenge you to go do that today. Don't put it off till tomorrow. People say, well, it's raining. So that's great. That's a great time to go out and prospect. You can sit in your car, really, at a corner, in an intersection. I remember in Utah, Salt Lake City, I was field training someone there, and we just sat at an intersection and got 20 companies in probably 30 minutes off trucks that were driving. So prospecting, I think it's people overthink it. It's very simple. There's thousands of businesses that would be receptive to our opportunity right now and to our product. We just got to go out there and find them, introduce the services to them, let them know who you are, and again, just challenge you to go out and do that today. Go get 30 companies in your pipeline. There's people that have been in the business 30 days that don't yet have 30 companies in their pipeline, and they wonder why they're not making money. Well, that's why, because you're supposed to be adding 30 a week, at least 30 new companies a week in there, and you can do that in 3 hours, in 3 short hours, and I'm excited to go to Tampa and Fort Lauderdale this week and teach how to do that, how to add to your pipeline, and how to make a six-figure income with Legal Shield. And with that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you.
Yeah, fantastic information, Mark. And you know, I just could not agree more with what you're saying. I mean, you know, we see that people will walk into these companies, and you mentioned, you know, these companies that are sitting around saying we need an identity theft plan. There are companies too that maybe are not as familiar with an identity theft plan or a legal plan, but they're having a conversation about voluntary benefits. It's one of the things when companies survey their employees that is super common that their employees say, we want more benefits. And that ends up on a board table in a discussion saying, okay, we got to add benefits to our package. We got to make our benefits portfolio more attractive so that we're retaining employees. And another thing that adds to that is not just the surveys, but an employee leaves and the feedback comes back to leadership that they went and took a job for similar money but better benefits. And that leads to those exact same conversations. And so, you know, sometimes they are exactly what Mark said. They're looking for exactly what we do. Sometimes they don't know what they are looking for. They just know that they need to add something. And all of a sudden, you and I knock on that door. You and I pick up the phone, and we call them and say, hey, I want to talk to you about identity theft benefits. This is something that's super popular right now. And it's just perfect timing. And you know, we've got story after story after story that we could share of cases where that is happening right now. And some people, when they hear those stories, they say, oh, man, that's lucky. I can't believe that guy got so lucky or that girl got so lucky to call in a group like that. Well, there, I'll tell you what, and we've said this many times before, we'll say it many times again, the busier you are, the luckier you're going to get, the more of those you're going to find. And I love, Mark, the idea of adding 30 companies a week to your pipeline. What a great goal. It is aggressive, but it's far from impossible. Again, if Mark Riches can fly down and do that in 3 hours, surely you and I can do that throughout this entire week. Mark, thanks for sharing. That's fantastic stuff. Let's go to Ringgold, Louisiana, where we've got Mr. Brian Fahili. I chuckle when I say Ringgold because I always think of Brian introducing himself in these group enrollments. And he says, I know, you know, it's one of the top vacation destinations, Ringgold, Louisiana, that there is out there. We've got Mr. Brian Fahili. He had shared a technique that he is using or a news story that he's using to open doors. You know, in my 17 years in this business, I've seen a lot of people with a lot of different skills. Brian certainly has a lot of these skills. One of the things that he is really, really good at is taking a news story that millions of people will have heard, that many of us may have seen and thought, wow, that was interesting. But Brian won't just take it and think, wow, that's great. He'll use that news story to open doors. He'll use that news story to get results. So I really want you to listen to what he's sharing with you here this morning, because this is a perfect example of how he's doing that. And obviously, it's not just so that we can pat Brian on the back and say, hey, great job. It's so that we can take this information and try to duplicate what he's doing. And Brian's always so willing to share. We appreciate his leadership. Again, a $50,000 ring earner and top leader, top producer, Mr. Brian Fahili. Thanks for joining us here, Brian.
Well, thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay, Mike?
We got you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I have to image everything y'all are saying about Ms. Mosley. Debbie, that was great training. And she's absolutely right. I mean, those that make it in the business just make up in their minds, hey, I'm going to do certain things every day and take charge of this. This is my business. This is my company. And I also want to thank her, because one of the last things my wife said to me when she left out this morning was, you need to get in there and clean your office. But I'm going to tell her, thanks to Debbie, I don't have to. You know, she gave me permission not to have to clean my office. So thank you, Debbie. And I just wanted to share, I had mentioned to Mike or texted Mike something I did this past week. I was watching the news like I do, and they're reporting on the illegal crossings into our country through our southern border. And they said the month before, the number was over 114,000. And these were the ones that were, they caught or they turned themselves in. Those are the ones they're going to process. And they said, but the new numbers from this past month were over 140,000. And, you know, the newscaster that was reporting this, he said, if you think about it, that's a quarter of a million people in 2 months' time that have crossed into our borders, you know, that have come into our country illegally. Well, folks, they hold them for a short period of time, and then they've got to let them go. So they're in our country, and I got to thinking about that. And he said, just think about that. Most medium-sized cities in our country don't even have that many people in them. And he was absolutely right. I live near Shreveport and Bossier. I can assure you Ringgold, Louisiana, does not have a quarter of a million people in it. We have a total population of 800. But I got to thinking about that, and I had already scheduled a time to go by and meet with one of my old clients that I've been having a lot of trouble getting back into to meet with their people. And when I walked in and met with Rose, I sat down and we started visiting. I said, Rose, the main reason I'm here is the news stories that I've heard over the past couple of days. I said, do you realize over a quarter million illegal immigrants have entered into our country? And I said, that's a lot of people that are going to be looking for socials, looking to get driver's license, to land jobs, and everything else. I said, how many of your employees may be affected by this. And she said, Brian, I heard that same thing. I never even thought about that, but you're absolutely right. She said, we need to get you back out and meeting with our people. And I said, absolutely. So they're putting together and contacting each one of their locations and setting it up for me to start about the middle of this week to go back to every location and to do a presentation to their folks. And believe me, they've got tons of new hires in there and everything. But, you know, I just mentioned it to Mike that it's one of the things that I'm using. And like Mike said, I'm big on watching the news and picking up tidbits off news stations and then, you know, either approaching a new company or calling an existing client and just mentioning. But if you think about it, folks, that's a lot of people that have come into our country. And no matter what your political affiliation is, that's a lot of illegal immigrants. And that's what we, you know, a big part of our business is fighting off people using other people's identities. And so I used it, and it worked very well. I mean, for the first time in years, they're wanting me to come in now. It's not just me wanting to come in. Now they're wanting me to come in, and it's all it was because I shared that news story with them, and she said, you're absolutely right. I heard that too. And she said, I never even thought about it like that. So a little tidbit there to help out. Hopefully it'll help somebody open a door or get back into a door. And with that, I'll toss it back to you, Mike.
Well, fantastic, Brian. Yeah, no, that's exactly what it's about is opening a door. And whether that's a, you know, a new group that you're working on or whether that's going back into a company that, like Brian said, you know, sometimes you go into these companies and we do a successful enrollment and then, you know, sometimes there's a personnel change or you know, people just get busy too. And so we find ourselves, you know, several months down the road that, you know, trying to get back in. I was teaching teaching a class last week, and I talked about that. You know, some people think it's just easy. You just go back in the group 12 months later and say, hey, I'm ready to re-enroll your employees. And the HR says, yeah, great, come in. That's usually not how it works. You know, usually what they say is, you know, we haven't really had that much turnover. You know, they try to not get you back in because it just, you know, is more time for them. And so, you know, finding reasons, finding ways to get back in and service these accounts, and what a great way that Brian shared here, just using current events, using things that are happening in our world. And I like, I don't know if you caught that, I like how the lady that he was talking to said, I never thought of it that way. Well, that's our job, is to help people think differently about things that they are familiar with. Everyone's heard of identity theft. Just dropping those magic words is not going to necessarily open the door. You and I have to be able to expand their vision a little bit. We got to get them to think a little bit differently. And you know, here's a perfect example of Brian using a current event, a news story, to get into a door and start landing some business. So Brian, thank you very much. You know, going back to what Debbie Mosley said earlier, what she really is an example of, and what she was referring to. You know, I use the word hustle. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to hustle. You got to hustle up some business. And people that are successful in our business, again, they come from a lot of different backgrounds. They look different, sound different, talk different. But at the end of the day, they're not willing to get out and hustle. They're not afraid to get out and hustle. They're willing to get out and do some work and do that activity that Mr. Markrich has spoke about. You know, when I think about our top producers, that's one thing that they really do. They are not afraid to get out there and hustle up some business. And I'd encourage you to get that attitude today, to not sit back and let business come to you. Again, you know, Mark said no one's going to break into your house and steal a membership. You know, and obviously that's true. The other side of it is your phone's probably not going to ring today. You might have gone out last week and dropped off 500 business cards, but your phone's probably not going to ring. That doesn't mean that some of those people that you gave a card to or that you called last week or that you've met with and need to follow up with, it doesn't mean that they're not interested. But you're going to have to initiate it. You're going to have to engage them. They probably won't call you. I mean, some do. Every once in a while, you'll get a phone call or you'll get an email. Hey, we're ready to do this now. But most of the time, it's us that have to go hustle up that business. And I just encourage you to take that seriously today. This is a great week to go out and get results. take advantage of this week. It's a great time to go out and get some results. But again, if you and I aren't willing to do anything about it, then I can guarantee what the results are going to be. They're not going to be anything. Take advantage of that. Who can you call this week? Who can you add to your pipeline this week? Who can you call today? Who can you set an appointment with later this week? Who can you be meeting with? Who what business can you get in front of their employees this week, or at least in front of a decision maker this week, to start turning some results? I'd really encourage you to take that seriously. Take to heart what Brian and Mark and Jim and Debbie have shared. We surely do appreciate them all plugging in on the call this morning and sharing from their heart. And we appreciate each of you sharing. Again, we've got a B2B Employee Benefits Certification webinar coming up this Wednesday. That's great. If you've been on there before, you can retake that. If you haven't and you need to get certified, we'd love to have you on that webinar this Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Central Time. You can register for that right on the events page. You can also go to successteamb2b.com and register directly on that site, successteamb2b.com, and you can register. And, of course, I can't wait to join Mr. Jim Tanner and Mr. Kurt Jones this evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and that's going to be on our team call this evening. We look forward to that. Thank you again to all of you for joining the call this morning. God bless each of you, and make it a great week.